All right, now, B12. Wait a minute, I can shoot that stuff up my nose now. Don't they have like a B12 suppository? That'd be a lot more fun. We got the gel, you can spray it, you can do all kinds of... Everybody got your closet full of spray vitamins? Yeah, that's totally natural. That's the way we usually eat it, walk through the vitamin forest and just get sprayed. Okay, Cataplex B12. Now, when Lee released this, here was a problem. Here's an interesting story. In the worst case scenario with a B12 deficiency, what do you end up with? Pernicious, meaning hidden, nasty, hard to figure it out, anemia. It was thought at the time that the only way you could effectively deliver cyanocobalamin or B12 was by injection, that it would never get through the stomach acids, it would be broken down, you couldn't take it orally. Lee said, well, that's just because you guys don't know enough. You have to chelate it, you got to know what to do. He said, I know how to do it. And so he produced and released Cataplex B12. Well, what was happening was MDs were reporting recovery from pernicious anemia taking the oral preparation, which the dogma said cannot happen. So what happened in about 1962, this was Lee telling it on a tape in Des Moines, Iowa, suddenly bulletin came out from the equivalent of CDC Atlanta, whatever it was in those days. Pernicious anemia sort of got redefined. And what they said was, if what you thought was pernicious anemia is corrected by an oral preparation of B12, then it was not pernicious anemia. You know, the same thing that was done with polio and a few other things. They just defined it away. And on the tape, Lee said, they did that to get us. He said, I'm the only one who's releasing an oral preparation. He said, it works very well. And so they redefined the disease so that it wasn't that anyway. Neener, neener. So Cataplex B12, it is hard to shove the tablets up your nose, but if you inhale firmly, again, the difference, it's in a base of liver powder, desiccated spleen, desiccated stomach, adrenal cytosol extract. There's cyanocobalamin, 6 micrograms, 1 Cataplex B12 provides 100% of the RDA. So anemias, chronic fatigue, digestive inflammation, low uric acid, elevated MCV, mean corpuscular volume or hematocrit, chronic debilitating problems, a variety of geriatrics, cases of unexplained fatigue where everything appears to be okay. Try Cataplex B12. Now, how many do you need? Well, if you do 6, you're giving 600% of the RDA. That may be what they need initially. Just realize how much you're giving. You know, overloading is not necessarily the best answer. And for diabetes, B12 involved in glucose handling. Neuromuscular disorders, peripheral neuropathies, as in the case of the diabetic, often this is involved. B12 is involved in nerve cell reproduction and in red blood cell formation.